Okay, so we are assembling after our closed session. We ran long as we were contemplating certain issues. So we are assembling. We will start our geological hazard abatement district meeting in about 1 minute. Okay, the time is 6:56 and I'm calling to order this meeting of the Board of Directors of the San Leandro Hillside Geological Hazard Abatement District. Clerk, would you please take roll?
Thank you. Director Aguilar is absent. Director Azevedo.
Present.
Sorry,
one. Present.
Thank you. Director Bolt.
Present.
Director Simon is absent.
Director Aguilar is here.
Thank you. Director Aguilar is here. Director Viveros Walton.
Present.
Director Bowen.
Present.
And Chairperson Gonzalez.
Present. At this point in time, we move to action item number. We move to item 2A. Are there any amendments to the meeting? Seeing none, I'll take public comment on this item. Do we have any public comment?
Mayor, we have not received any cards and there are no hands raised online.
Okay, so I'll close public comment. Is there a motion to adopt the minutes from our prior meeting? Councilmember Aguilar.
Moved.
I've got a motion from Councilmember Aguilar and Councilmember Viveros Walton.
Second.
Second from Viveros Walton. Would you please take the vote?
All votes are in. The motion passes, 6 votes yes, and Director Simon absent.
So for this point, item 2B, we have a presentation by Engineering Manager Erwin Ching to address the potential dissolution of the Hillside Geological Hazard Abatement District. Please proceed.
Good evening, GAD Board Chairman, Board Directors, Board Staff, and the public. I'm here tonight as the GAD Manager. This evening, I will be providing a recap of the GAD dissolution process, the events that led us here, and the subsequent next steps. On October 6th, the board approved the resolution of intent to dissolve GAD and set the public hearing date today, November 17. At least 30 days prior to the public hearing, staff mailed notices of the public hearing to the 26 property owners within the GAD. The notice asked the property owners if they agree or object to the GAD dissolution and to respond in writing to the city before the close of the public hearing. For the next steps, the GAD board will conduct the public hearing, receive comments, close the public hearing, then the city clerk will tabulate the written objections. If determined that the total objections is more than 50% of the weighted assessed value of real property, then the board will need to abandon the dissolution proceedings. On the other hand, if the total objections is 50% or less, the board can move forward and consider the resolution ordering dissolution after the board makes a finding of one or more of the 4 required factors. And after making this finding, the board may order the GAD dissolution. Listed on this slide are the four factors to consider. Staff, acting as an agent to GAD, recommends that out of the four factors, number three, highlighted in orange, is the most applicable factor. Because GAD has not levied or collected any assessments from the property owners and hold no significant liquid assets. If the GAD board proceeds with this finding, the board may order the dissolution of GAD, but this decision will still need to be confirmed by the property owners in writing again and within 90 days from the public hearing. This concludes my presentation, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
So thank you. We appreciate you coming back. I know we've talked about this before. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to take the public hearing, and then we'll come back for any discussion before taking an action. So at this time, it is 7:01, and I'm opening the public hearing. Do I have anyone who wishes to address the board of directors on this item?
Oh, apologies. Mayor, we have not received any comment cards on this item. We do have two hands raised on Zoom.
Okay, please proceed online.
Douglas Spalding, you may unmute yourself.
Thank you very much. Sorry, I'm a little late to the party here, but my question is simply is, does the Hillside Geologic Hazard Zone, like how far does it extend, and does it have any impact on the fault that crosses Lake Chabot Road and the homeowners in the Bayos Vista and the homeowners that are down by the creek and anyone along the fault line in the city of San Leandro?
Thank you. The next speaker is Jeffrey.
Hello. My question is, what will happen once this is dissolved? Will I be able to plant plants on the hillside that's now covered by the tarp in order to mitigate the risk of a landslide?
Thank you. Mayor, those are our two commenters online.
Okay, it is 7:03, and I'm closing the public hearing. I would like to see if staff has any thoughts around the two questions that were posed by members of the public.
Good evening, Erwin Ching, GAD manager. For the first question, the GAD, if dissolved, the GAD location does not impact Lake Chabot Road. And any other areas of Bayo Vista other than the properties within the GAD, which includes the properties on top of the hill.
For the second question, may individual property owners proceed to plant on their own properties?
For the second question, it depends on how the proceedings go. In the question, I believe that if the GAD is dissolved, if the property owners may continue to plant on the slope that is now covered with tarp. If GAD is dissolved, the responsibilities for maintaining and repairing the slope that is currently damaged will revert to the property owners.
Thank you for those answers. And I do want to make sure before coming to council for any final questions or comments, if you are here from the public and you have your written objection and you have not submitted it yet, now is the time to approach the clerk with your written objection. Okay, may the record show that no one has approached with a written objection. Council, are there questions or comments on this item? Because if not, I will turn to the clerk to tabulate the results of how members of the district have voted. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, would you please take a moment or two to tabulate?
Thank you, Mayor. Given that no additional written objections were received, the tabulation has been completed with the written objections that we received up until the close of the public hearing. And the tabulation shows that fewer than 50% of homeowners, based on the weighted assessed value, submitted written objections.
So with that in mind, I will entertain a motion to approve this item. Councilmember Aguilar. Councilmember Rivera-Walton.
Second.
So I've got a motion by Councilmember Aguilar, the second from Councilmember Rivera-Walton to approve this item. Seeing no further discussion, please vote, board members.
All votes are in, and the motion passes unanimously.
Okay, it is 7:07, and we are adjourned. At this point in time,